You know, the in Ephesians 1, he chooses whom he chooses before the foundation of the world. In Hebrews 4, he's essentially saying, what more must I do? I created the world, and I've given you more than enough to know that I'm here. And a fair look at science is actually in support of the faith. A fair look at science is in support of the faith, and if anybody doubts that, go to Blockbuster or Netflix and check out the movie Expelled. You'll see scientific giants who are on two sides of the same fence. One will say there is intelligent design. There is a God behind everything. Scientists won't disclaim that. And those people on that side of the fence are kicked out of the universities. And these are chairs of, like, universities at, like, the science department of Berkeley and Harvard, Yale, Baylor. But then they'll have other people who work at those same universities saying, there's no possibility. And Ben Stein, who's Jewish, but recognizes the Old Testament at least, Ben Stein paints them into a corner. Now, Ben Stein's a lawyer. He shouldn't be able to paint scientists into a corner, but into a scientific corner, but he does just that, asking simple questions that anybody can understand. But what's awesome about Hebrews is he didn't just build the planet and the universe, but instead he's constantly involved, which is why he constantly says, you know, in Hebrews 3 and 4, today if you hear his voice,